Thank you for being a listener of the We Are LA Tech podcast. To support and collaborate with the community, become an MVL, Most Valuable Listener. You'll have ad-free episodes and join us on our monthly Zoom calls with other podcast listeners and get to know the community at wearelatech.love. Linked in the show notes.
Funny. Test. I'm in the box. Test, test.
3, 2, 1.
Welcome back to the We Are LA Tech podcast. Our first LA startup spotlight. This is awesome because it's a good friend of mine, and I'm really proud of everything that she has done for the LA Tech community and continues to do via CleverTap that she works with. Her name is Kara Dake, and I'm going to introduce you to her now. Hi, Kara.
Hi, Esprit. Thank you so much for having me.
Thank you so much for being in my life. So tell me about what you're doing in LA. I want to hear about Girls Raising, and I want to hear about CleverTap, and you're doing more stuff at Women in Tech, which is awesome because you know how much I love to be supportive of the community as well. So yeah, fill us in.
Hi, everyone. So thank you again, Esprit, for having me. I'm Kara Dake, and a little bit about me. Let's see. So I've been in LA for almost 3 years now. I was in New York before that. I am a product evangelist at CleverTap, which is a mobile analytics and engagement SDK. So for your tech nerds out there, that's basically a piece of software that you put in your app, and it helps you analyze your app users' behavior. We have stuff like push notifications, all the different tools, and helping people stay and use your app. So pretty cool stuff there.
And when was CleverTap founded?
CleverTap was founded in 2013. The company actually started in India, in Mumbai, and did really well there. And so then the company raised money from Sequoia India and Accel, and we launched here in the U.S. about a year ago at TechCrunch Disrupt San Francisco. I live in Venice and work in Santa Monica out of the WeWork.
Our VP of Engineering is in Pasadena.
Can you share with me some customer success stories you've had with CleverTap, how you've really like helped impact their, you know, traction to their mobile app or their sales?
Yeah, I mean, we have a lot of big customers, you know, McDonald's, Burger King, others. But what I love are those smaller stories. There's an amazing new app called Chuz. It's C-H-U-Z, female founder here in L.A., and they're using CleverTap to help drive engagement with their app. People are using the app a lot more to find out different places to dine and do different activities. And they're seeing a lot of traction. So it's even more fulfilling with these younger startups to see how we can help them.
And what inspired you to join the CleverTap team?
The most exciting thing for me really is just being able to help these mobile founders and mobile apps of all sizes. They work so hard to launch their app and they're, you know, acquiring all these users, but we help people stay engaged with the app. So it does feel meaningful in a tech kind of way what we're doing.
And what's your background in the tech world?
I've been in tech for about 8 years or so. I was actually working on Wall Street back in the day. And when I was at business school at NYU, I remember it was 2009, the launch of Kickstarter. And it was like just some light bulb went off. And at that point, I just dropped finance and went into entrepreneurship and had a failed startup, an app a couple years ago. Learned a lot through that, and now I've been supporting other people's companies, and also I'm very active in women in tech, as you mentioned.
Yeah, you are. That's how we met. Yeah, we met via your activity in the women in tech world. So tell me more about that.
There's so much exciting stuff going on. I actually started the LA chapter of the Veneta Project, which was formerly Girls Raising. My friend Vanessa Dawson started that community back in New York, and now it's national. And the focus of this organization is supporting women in raising capital. So there's, you know, definitely major gaps in that space. And so we do a lot of community events and, investor introductions to make that facilitation happen. And there's been some really awesome women that I've seen come out of that and grow. One company who I just absolutely love, a female founder, her name is Melissa Hanna. And she has
Melissa.
Isn't she amazing?
Melissa's a We Are LA Tech Club member.
Oh, is she?
Oh my God, I love Melissa. And she graduated, what is it, from 500 Startups?
Mm-hmm.
Yay. Shout out to Melissa.
Yes. I know she's doing great. And
their startup, Mommy.
Mommy.
Yeah.
M-A-H-M-E-E. And yeah, so her first pitch was actually at our Veneta Project event. So I'm like, oh,
really?
Yeah.
That's amazing.
It was cool. So to see her progress. And I'm also now part of an organization called Women in Wireless. And that's a group that the goal is to get more women in tech and mobile on panels to kind of improve that ratio that we all probably see often is, you know, more male heavy. So I started, I'm on their Global Talent and Partnerships Committee, and we're sourcing a lot of amazing women right now in LA. It's just a matter of uncovering all this amazing talent. We're finding really cool female data scientists and iOS engineers and, you know, heads of marketing and all kinds of great stuff.
And one question that I like to ask on every episode is what LA tech company has really impressed you? Which one have you come across? I know we were just talking about Melissa. Maybe you want to talk a little bit more about Mommy or a couple of them. Yeah,
totally. Well, that was she was the first person that comes to mind. And a little bit more detail about her company.
It's M-A-H-M-E-E. Yeah.
Yep. And so she is, I believe it's mostly an app-based company, but she started the company with her mom. And her mom is one of the national leading breastfeeding experts. She's a she's an MD. And so they joined up together when they realized there wasn't really enough postpartum support for breastfeeding moms. And so they started this on-demand healthcare service where they've got these other experts that come to, you know, these women's houses and offer the healthcare post-pregnancy. So it's a huge need, a huge gap. And I love when I see companies started by experts in their field, and it just makes sense that a company like this would be started by a female. And that's what I'm seeing more and more is that, you know, if someone has a company has a female audience, well, why not have it started by a female founder, you know?
And how has being in LA really supported your success in the tech world?
That's a great question. I mean, it's I've been here 3 years and it's grown so much in the last 3 years, but it still feels the same to me, despite the like more events and more companies. I don't know how you feel about that, but it just still feels like very warm and open. And, you know, just I see the innovation here is there's so much room for collaboration and partnerships and media. It's just the most exciting place to be.
If you had one ask of the community in order to support you and where you want to go, what would that ask be?
I think I've got a good one with CleverTap.
Yeah.
Because I'm so actively involved, you know, talking to mobile founders every day. I would say, please look into how you're going to keep your app users active and be open to thinking about that way earlier than you thought. It's just really hard for me to see these, you know, amazing founders with great ideas and then their apps fail because they haven't taken in consideration, you know, how they're going to sustain their growth. So that's the, again, more like tech plea there, tech ask. So there's a lot of resources out there and we're always helpful, you know, open to helping and guiding you guys through that process because it's not the easiest.
Awesome. And how can people that are listening right now who kind of want to learn more about you and CleverTap, where can they stalk you online?
Well, there's always the obvious LinkedIn. And I'm on Twitter at Kara Dake. And you can email me.
It's K-A-R-A-D-A-K-E.
That's it. And let's see, you know, you can email me kara@clevertap.com. And we'd love to hear from you.
And if you had one resource, only one resource in LA that you would recommend to anybody listening that maybe just even got to LA and wants to integrate into the LA tech culture, what resource would that be?
Are you really asking me this? Well, We Are LA Tech.
Okay, thanks. I totally was not trying to get a self-plug. That was not intentional.
Okay, but if I had to think of otherwise, I mean, Built in LA is really great in terms of looking for jobs and finding events. They're, you know, pretty resource heavy.
I really like Built in LA's articles. They do these cool top fives and articles. I feel like they really have integrity in the kind of articles they write and mm-hmm. want to give exposure to the community.
Yeah.
Yeah, I dig it. It doesn't feel like quickly made. Mm-hmm. Right? Well, cool. Thanks so much for joining the We Are LA Tech podcast.
I'm so happy to have been here, Spree. You're the best.
I've been really excited for her to come in because she's just such an inspiring, amazing leader in this city. She does so much good and positive. She leads with her heart, and she got me really excited about CleverTap. So I've been stoked for her to share more about CleverTap with you guys. And I appreciate you and I care about you. If you want to stay plugged in into the LA Tech culture, remember to check out We Are LA tech.com/VIP. There's a whole city of people waiting in there to chat with you. And if you want to contribute to We Are LA Tech because you totally believe in what we're doing, go to wearelatech.com/believe. That's wearelatech.com/believe. Have an amazing, amazing week. And I will talk to you guys or hear you guys or something in the next episode. Bye.
Bye. This is Kara Dake. I'm a product evangelist at CleverTap, and you are listening to We Are LA Tech.
To get text alerts when new episodes come out, text 310-872-2423. That's 310-872-2423. We Are LA Tech, hosted by Spree Devora, has been a WeAreTech.fm production.
I feel like I want to ask you a question.
You can ask me a question.
So, Esprit, I'm going to ask you a question here because I'm just dying to know.
Okay. Is it a personal question? I hope so.
Where did you get those amazing diamond teeth studs?
Okay, first of all, the funniest thing. So the day after, so I have a gem on my tooth because I pretend it's a grill or something, and like a wrapper or something like that. And the day after I got it done, I went to Make in LA in Chatsworth, the hardware accelerator, and Nora May, like so for years I've worn like a gem under my eye, like a gem sticker, and people think it's a piercing because I wear it so often. And Nora May goes, "Oh, your sticker fell on your tooth."
Oh my God.
And I was like, no, I got a gem on my tooth too. Like, yeah, I love it. It's like a little extra bling. I was worried because I'm on camera a lot, and I was worried the light would pick up my tooth and then the people wouldn't want to interview me anymore because like I would be messing with their camera lights. But it all worked out. I love my little tooth bling.
I love it too.
Yeah, thanks. Yeah.
That was so fun. Yeah, yeah, this must be a fun job for you, huh?
How often are you doing your the club events?
8 to 10 a month. 2 to 3 a week.
Oh, my God.
It's the fucking most epic shit ever.
I think I'm going to join.
Dude, it's epic. Like, it's insane.
I want to try all this stuff that you're doing.
It's crazy.
It's hard to motivate yourself to go and do
things. I told you, this weekend, horseback riding and rock climbing. We just did archery. We have a chocolate and tea tasting coming up. We just did cocktails at Four Seasons. We did, which was beautiful outdoors, and the manager of the Four Seasons was extraordinary. We did, We have, more escape rooms. Escape rooms? We do all those escape rooms where you have to figure out how to get out of a room.
Cool.
We've done that a billion times. And then, oh my God! Last week, we just had an artist teach us how to do stencil art. And so that's where I painted that. So I made that. This is a collaboration piece. So the artist, Blake Jameson, and this is a collaboration piece where, all the club members, they cut out all their stencils, and then they spray painted their stencils on the back, and I cut out my We Are LA Tech stencil, and some club members helped me because they're really big, and then I spray painted We Are LA Tech on the top, and Blake Jameson taught us how to do it. And
Blake Jameson, okay, I think I've met him.
He used to be here, yeah.
Okay, well, now you've motivated me. I love any of the art-related stuff.
I mean, how dope is that?
I was just going to say, who made that for you?
No, I made it with the club members. And then we've done wine and paint nights. We've done a few of those. I mean, we do hikes and stuff, but I don't do them as much as I should. I should do more hikes because it would be, more financially economical.
Right.
But I do all the expensive shit.
Yeah.
DJ lessons.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so fun.
We did, we've done game nights in a private home. Yeah, I have a spreadsheet of hundreds of ideas, and I have it every month. We make sure there's 8 to 10 booked.
Oh my God. You have help doing this, right?
Now, not So yes and no. It just started the help, and I'm excited. So I'm still in training phase of like training people how to help me. But the Experience Club has been alive 13 months.
Wow,
crazy. June 2015. It's crazy. And so finally, I'm like, okay, I need some help. Right. And so yeah.
Okay.
I'm glad you like my art thing.
I really do.
I want to make one.
Thank you for being a listener of the We Are LA Tech podcast. To support and collaborate with the community, become an MVL Most Valuable Listener at wearelatech.love. Linked in the show notes.